I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This early part of spring, an ideal time to target fish that are more adapted to cooler water conditions. Walleyes fit that bill, and they're a rising species in West Virginia waters. More on the walleye fishing in the Mountain State after this.
If you hunt, fish, or shoot, I've got just one word for you, and that's thanks. Hey, y'all, this is Michael Waddell. Did you know that your license fees and taxes generate $100,000 for conservation every 30 minutes? Heck, if it weren't for us, America would not have the great outdoors that everyone enjoys today. So join me and celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday in September. Get the details at nhfday.org.
Over the last 30 years, the DNR has worked to establish a variety of walleye fisheries in West Virginia. DNR biologist Frank Jernasek's been at it a while and says the efforts at first were crude, but as technology, facilities, and knowledge advanced, so did the sustainability of the walleyes in West Virginia.
That's could be correlated with our ability to raise fingerling walleyes in our hatchery and stock those. For many, many years, we were only stocking newly hatched fry, which were like a day old. And when we are able to raise them in the hatchery, we can raise them to a couple of inches, and we have a much greater survival. So this has been really, really successful.
Another thing Jernasek says they learned is staggering the stockings will help.
We don't stock in the same waters every year, and there's a good body of evidence from the states that stock millions and millions of these fish in hundreds and hundreds of bodies of water that show that it is adverse to stock consecutive years, because of the cannibalistic nature of these fish.
Unlike put-and-take trout fishing, these reestablished populations reproduce themselves in the wild and help to bolster a lake or river with some nice-sized walleyes every year. Nowhere in West Virginia is that more evident than the New River.
We started stocking that, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, and with a special strain of New River walleyes that we get from Virginia originally, that are genetically adapted to the New River.
Now, the New River strain appears to be a hardier species, but stocking of the same fish in the upper Ohio River has not yielded near the same results, so it may be more to do with the high quality of the water in the New. As for catching them, Frank says just go with anything.
You really can't go wrong with a jig and a minnow, and if you're an artificial user, a 3-inch chartreuse twister tail with a 1/4-ounce jig is a good all-around one. If you didn't have anything else to use, that'll usually get them if they're around. Then you can use crankbaits, some of the Rapala, husky jerk baits, some those type of baits will work also. The walleye is a crepuscular activity fish. That means they are active at dawn and dusk, okay, and then throughout the night, but much more active in dim light or no light situation.
And right now in West Virginia, you're going to find them in a spawning pattern, most susceptible time of the year as they move into the shallow water to lay their eggs. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.